As the Tampa Bay area appears to be growing more serious about trying to bring mass transit to the region, the Tampa City Council today hosted the CEO of Valley Metro Rail in Phoenix, Arizona, to discuss how that transit agency built their rail network. Richard Simonetta provided a PowerPoint presentation to the council, reviewing the chronology of referendums that were proposed in the area, initially going back to 1989, where it lost badly.
That same organization came back in 94, 5 years later, with a blended plan that had some street improvements, and it didn't focus on rail quite as much, because rail has always been, you know, sort of a negative in Phoenix and a lot of developing cities. I don't know what the sentiment is here, but I can tell you that in places like Dallas and Denver and Salt Lake City and Portland, it has not been a popular idea until it is built and becomes successful, and then everyone says, how fast can we build the extension?
In fact, it was not until November of 2004 that the area finally had a regional tax that kicked the project off. Its modest first leg of 20 miles of light rail track in the Phoenix area will officially open this December.
An important factor in this conservative political environment was accountability. No one trusted that any of these ideas about building transit in particular were founded in sound business decisions, sound financial decisions, and so the conservative legislature in Arizona insisted that there be accountability, and accountability for every one of the components, but the focus is really going to be on transit and in particular on light rail.
Simonetta said that every 5 years there will be an independent performance audit conducted by the Auditor General's Office in Arizona. He said there were lots of organizations in the community and said he saw some of those same types of groups involved in the Tampa Bay area and offered some advice to local lawmakers.
And of course, you've got to be open to the public, you must listen to the public, and you really need to reflect their ideas if you're going to win their support when it comes time to go to the polls.
Richard Simonetta from Valley Metro Rail says their entire mass transit project is slated to cost $1.4 billion when it's all said and done, and says the ultimate goal is to have the federal government pay for half of those costs. He gave his advice on what he thinks the feds are looking for in terms of agreeing to help fund such an ambitious plan.
And that cost-effective standard is driven mostly by how well you can control the capital costs of building the system and how many people you're going to carry to offset both those capital costs and the operating costs. And so it's more complex than that, but it was simply, where will you carry the most people and where can you build this line in the simplest manner possible? And so for all of the reasons you see here, we selected the starter line, the 20-mile corridor.
Tampa City Councilman John Dingfelder inquired as to how challenging was it to work with the various counties and their transportation agencies. But Simonetta said that in Arizona, it's mostly cities that he has worked with, all under the umbrella of the Maricopa County Agency, not like the situation present in Tampa Bay.
And I do realize that you've got seven counties that are now trying to look at a regional framework, and I think six MPOs out of the seven counties. So bringing all that together, managing that herd of cats is going to be a challenge. I'm not sure. I don't understand the local politics well enough to know that you have the opportunity to win something in terms of a ballot initiative in that broad an area, or whether you have to bite it off, you know, eat the elephant one bite at a time, as they say.
We're still trying to sort out the politics ourselves. Thanks.
Council Chairman Thomas Scott said that potentially the first leg of any proposed mass transit plan would be simply for the Hillsborough County Commission to dust off a plan that was worked on years ago.
And it comprised of 26 miles of rail going from the airport all the way to University of South Florida. And so you have that plan. In fact, again, we spent, $12 million on the environmental impact study. Yep. So all that's there. And I'm saying that what we need to do is take that off the shelf, dust it off, and begin to work with that so that we are in position to move forward.
Councilwoman Mary Mulhern asked Richard Simonetta the political makeup of the elected officials in the Phoenix area.
It is very conservative.
But that's important to us because since it's elected officials that need to decide to put this on the ballot, and their fear is always, you know, if their constituents are going to reelect them. And if it works in Phoenix, it could work.
You know, there's
we
been
have
a lot
about 50-50 here.